We're all into automation these days. Self-driving cars, self-moving vacuums, self-cleaning surfaces, but self-pollinating crops? Well, that's nuts. Actually, it's more like almonds. You see, agriculture is getting in on the automation action with a self-pollinating almond called Urizani. Okay, so self-pollinating almonds have actually been around for centuries in Europe. A variety called Tuono originated from Spain, but it wasn't a very popular almond because its outside was hairy.
Yuck!
Urizani is the first self-pollinating almond in the U.S., and it has traits that industry and consumers are looking for. Think size, color, and flavor. Oh, and not hairy. Definitely a deal-breaker for me when eating almonds.
Yuck!
Surprisingly, the origin of Urizani is linked to the feared invasion of Africanized bees in the early 1990s. Africanized bees are very aggressive honeybees, and they could viciously attack both humans and animals that they see as a threat. They also attack other bees and could have caused a major stir for crop farmers.
Actually, I started working or started the beginning of developing self-pollinating almonds. It was due to the concerns of Africanized bees that would be invading the San Joaquin Valley and really destroying almond production. That was the thought in the early 1990s when I started this work. As it turned out, the Africanized bees were not as much of a threat to almonds as we thought, but it did get us moving down the road to developing new self-pollinating varieties.
That's ARS research geneticist Craig Ledbetter, who works at the Crop Diseases, Pests, and Genetics Research Unit in Parlier, California. His self-pollinating almond is big news for the $6 billion California almond industry, and especially for the almond growers in the San Joaquin Valley, where around 80% of the world's almonds are grown. But why is self-pollinating such a big deal? Well, in the California almond fields, there just aren't enough bees to pollinate all the almond trees. Farmers have to bring in bees for hire, which can be expensive. The self-pollinating almond saves farmers money and frees up beekeepers to pollinate other crops.
Self-pollinating varieties also alleviate some of the cultural problems that you have in the orchard, because instead of, you know, two varieties in the orchard, which is typical of the non-self-pollinating types, and those two varieties would have a matching bloom that would assist in pollinating each other, but then they would have different harvest periods because almond growers get penalized if they have a mixed lot of kernels. You've got to have varieties that are separated. So to keep them separated, harvest periods need to be separated as well. And by doing so, that adds to problems in the orchard, particularly with irrigation management and some of the crop care products that are applied. So having a single variety in an orchard capable of pollinating itself and setting a crop, it alleviates some of those problems that we have by having a mixed orchard of two varieties.
Nurseries began growing the Urizani self-pollinating almond tree in January 2021, and Dr. Ledbetter expects more trees will be grown this year. The Urizani almond has done very well in testing. In fact, in 2019, the Almond Board of California tested more than 60 almond varieties from around the world. Urizani consistently scored near the top in almost every category, in the end, making it one of the best-rated varieties.
The one thing that I want to say about Urizani is it roasts rather well, and it has a very good and audible crunch to it. There have been a number of almond marketers who have looked at it in blind taste tests, and Urizani did very well in those tests in terms of its potential for marketing.
The name is certainly interesting. Urizani. Where did it come from?
Urizani is the family name of the family that owned the property where our San Joaquin Valley Agricultural Sciences Center is actually located. This was the Urizani farm. They were stone fruit, almond, and grape growers. During that time, between when we acquired the property and when the center opened, the Urizani brothers lived on the property, and our interactions with them for those 9 or 10 years were really quite interesting. We learned a lot about the property and some things about the trees on the property from the Urizanis. So I did, having this almond being brought up as a seedling and evaluated and finally released, it was all done on this property. I found it appropriate to provide it the family name.
The Urizani almond will certainly be a nice addition for the almond growers here in the San Joaquin Valley, and it won't be long before these delicious nuts are ready for your shopping cart. Thanks for listening to this healthier and tastier episode of Science in Your Shopping Cart. Check out our other episodes on our website and on YouTube. For Science in Your Shopping Cart, I'm Todd Silver.
Science in Your Shopping Cart is produced by the Office of Communications, Agricultural Research Service, an agency of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. For more information, visit www.ars.usda.gov. Follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. Like us on Facebook, and watch us on YouTube.